And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Have you ever really wanted this from the Lord? Lead me, please. Lead me, please. We're going to talk about that. Plus, we're going to cover Michigan News, the humid edition. That's right, I said that. Good Sam drama. This has nothing to do with our Sam Rasul. Good Sam drama. And then we'll wind it down with today's Facebook post. Down, but not out at all.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at. During the show, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, and we are covering that. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities. And I promise you, or double your money back from whatever you just bought from Todd. I promise you, it'll be kind of nutty. And I just want to say, there is, in fact, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio, and it's always just going to be just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. But stand by.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. For all his vast power, the President of the United States is always at a structural disadvantage in a war with the media. The First Amendment protects press rights to criticize the government, and everyone expects such criticism. But if government, or the president as head of the government, strikes back by assailing media, there's an uneasy hint of bullying or oppression. President Trump isn't exceptional in generating media hostility, but Barack Obama was exceptional in avoiding such scrutiny for 8 years. What's more, there's a double standard on defining victory in battles between the administration and the press. CNN would celebrate if it ever won 20% of the available viewing audience, but presidential approval ratings of just 20% would undermine chances for legislative and re-election success. A president can't win by exclusively catering to his most enthusiastic base, but a cable news operation can't lose if it solely rallies its hardcore fans. I'm Michael Minden.
NLS Bard gives patrons the freedom to read their way.
Bard is this beautiful web-based program for searching for books and for the ability to download them.
For more information, call 1-888-NLS-READ.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. This year, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel this fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I did mention to you that on Wednesday and Thursday, we will have a special guest, Scott Wilder, going to be coming in regards to Save the Children. Scott is a phenomenal radio guy. If you are not familiar with him, just to make you aware, he was the number one radio talk show host in the Dallas area for multiple years on multiple stations. And now he works, which you have to love, he works with causes that help kids. So the whole mindset is they want to be involved in helping kids. So what happens, I can just tell you now, you get into a position where when you're done with radio and then you want to kind of devote maybe to a service or a cause. So he's working with Save the Children. Now, he is a strong believer in all the different appeals. I can already tell you that. He knows all of them well. He had many of them on his radio show for years. So he's a big supporter. And what he decided to do is he decided to work with the one that he thought would best fit him, and that's Save the Children. And the big point there is that there is severe acute malnutrition. And when you say that, you have to understand if you felt dehydrated and you go to the hospital, I've been dehydrated before. You know what you can't do? You can't just open up your mouth and pour down water because your system will totally reject it. It's got to drip in piece by piece. That's why they put you on an IV. Okay. Well, in these food situations and these severely acute malnutrition kids, you can't just give them a whole bunch of food. Can't just give them steaks and chickens and everything and let them eat because they will get so sick. It's not funny. So they came up with a food, a therapeutic food, a solution that they can use. It's called therapeutic, ready to use therapeutic food. That's what it's called. All right. So what you really want to do is in giving in this process, you'll know what's going on. In giving that food, it can last and typically it lasts about 30 days for a kid, a $60 one-time gift where they don't get it all at once. But it gets over time. We'll feed these children for 30 days. Now, I strongly appreciate what Scott's going to bring to the table, and that is this is not, well, we're going to feed the kids for a year. This is not that. We do that. And we do it really well. We really do. This is the other stage of that where they haven't been fed for so long. We don't know if they'll make 60 days or 90 days. So it's a different animal and tough. It's very tough to see. So I'll just give you a chance. You can go to kprz.com and start getting involved, giving that way. $60 takes care of a child. $120 takes care of two children. I mean, it's the math. You know how it's going. And if you got a $300 gift, you know that's going to take care of, it's five kids. And it's like, look, there's a lot of kids, and you're not going to probably help them all. But you can help some. So it's like that, none. Well, the answer is I can't solve it all. Well, then the answer is not to do nothing. You want to do something. So we just give it to you. Here's the number, 888, so it's 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Or you can go directly online, kprz.com. And you know we're going to talk about it in depth. If you're a person that likes to give to these causes, you can wait for Scott to get here. I don't mind. I'd like to get some kids taken care of. We have been able to help some kids already. I'd just like to be able to do well. And do well all week long. I do like what he says, gratitude, not guilt. Make sure you give with the right spirit. And if you're not comfortable, don't give. Don't worry about it. No, nobody looking down. Don't be ridiculous. That's just the enemy. Just ignore that. But if you want to give, call 888-884-4836 or go to kprz.com. Okay? All right. I just want to take some extra time with that one. Let's get into this next one. It's called Lead Me, Please.
Lead me with strong hands. Stand up when I can't.
All right, I want to talk about this because we talked about guidance a little bit. And so I want to give you some definitions. This is kind of a cool piece that I put together a few years back and came across and thought, no, I haven't used that in a while. Guidance, by the way, here it is. Ready? The act or functioning of guiding. Leadership. Direction. Now, I think it's true that we all need to be guided or led by the Lord. I don't think anybody's arguing that Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The question is how? You know, how does God guide us? You know, and there's a couple of answers that you know, but it's good to just kind of cover some of the different methods. It's pretty important to grasp that. The core method for Christians to find guidance, it's through his word. If you believe that God created the universe, but you don't believe he can write a book, you're worshiping a wrong God. Because the one who wrote the book is the one you ought to be worshiping. The Bible is filled with insights and directions that are applicable to our corporate and individual situations. What do we know about Hebrews 4:12? Teaches that the word of God is alive and powerful. The Bible is fluid and current for giving us direction. That's where, when people say it speaks fresh to every generation, that's what it's talking about. All right, let's talk about another truly important part, because you know we're going to do this, these kind of things, prayer. How important is it for you to commune with God and to get connected with God and to be in God's presence and pray and ask for direction? I mean, it is crucial. It's the heartbeat of Christianity, a great place to find direction and insight. If, get this, if we're sensitive enough to listen, right? Now, God has also placed another tool for you and I inside of us called the Holy Spirit. He is called our counselor. And Romans 8:14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Again, this requires for guidance sensitivity. You can't be like me, so loud that I can't hear anybody but my own voice. That's my big problem. I get into prayer and I tell God everything I think he needs to know. Then when I get through that first 5 minutes, then I spend the next 5 minutes apologizing for telling him everything I think I know. And I spend the next 5 minutes giving him acknowledgement for just the dumb first 10 minutes that I spent. And then I usually get it right like the last 15 minutes. By then I've kind of spent everything in me, so I get it better. So there's the Bible, there's prayer, the Holy Spirit. And by the way, I'm not putting these in a priority because you're not going to sit there and tell me that the Holy Spirit is less important than the Bible, because the Holy Spirit is more important. Without the Holy Spirit, there's no creation of the universe. So just knock, knock. Trinity is three in one and one in three. Three persons, one essence. Very, very important. That's probably the priority right there. Then we talked about the Bible and we talked about prayer. Let's talk about another very important way that we go about things. And this is not an exclusive list. It's just a list. Counsel is a great way. Talking to other people. Essential for hammering out wisdom that we lack because of the insight that we have. We don't always have other eyes and other ears. Having other people's eyes and ears helps us. It gives us a different perspective. And God will also use, well, wait, I don't want you to miss this. Another one, circumstances, situations, a host of outside stimuli. So besides counsel, which is the wisdom of other people, the Lord also used the very situation you're in. Maybe closing door after door after door so that the only one left is where he wants you to go. Does that make sense? Now, here's the one of the last ones. Just on this list, again, not an exclusive or an exhaustive list. So one of my favorites, and I mentioned it before, 2 Corinthians 2:12 through 13 says this. Now, when I went to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ and found that the Lord had opened a door for me, I still had no peace of mind because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I said goodbye to them and went to Macedonia. This is a big key. God often uses the witness within to direct our steps. We need to be aware that God has given us many methods to follow his will. So the big thing about that is being sensitive. Let's be aware. Let's be connected. Let's be sensitive enough so that if we say, lead me, please, Lord, and he responds, we can tell. Right?
Okay.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, is the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
More of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
The French have a saying that puts the blame squarely where it belongs. They say, when a secret is revealed, it is the fault of the man who confided it. Did you get that? If someone tells one of your secrets, don't blame the person who spilled the beans. Blame yourself. The Bible also has a saying about secrets. Proverbs 25, verse 9 says, debate your case with your neighbor and do not disclose the secret to another. That is, if you have something important to say, tell it only to the person it involves and no one else. Do not tell sensitive information to insensitive people. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's rules for relationship on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Separation from a spouse or legal partner is difficult, plain and simple. Child custody, visitation challenges, spousal support disagreements, and so forth can be incredibly messy if proper legal groundwork has not been set. Family law attorney Robert J. Balmer has been helping separated couples navigate the uneasy waters of divorce and legal separation for over 40 years. Robert is an experienced professional and will always talk to you straight. If you need help with any family law situation, call Robert Balmer, B-A-U-M-E-R, for a free legal consultation. He'll give you good, sound advice about your situation and what should be done. For a free consultation with Robert, call 619-497-0054. The law offices of Robert J. Balmer, a good team to have on your side. 619-497-0054. 619-497-0054.
This is John MacArthur with another edition of Portraits of Grace. After his greatest victory, the prophet Ezekiel ran for his life because Queen Jezebel threatened to kill him. He lost hope because he failed to see his circumstances through the eyes of faith. He was attempting to fight the battle on his own. God didn't abandon Elijah, but Elijah had, in effect, removed his helmet of salvation and received a near-fatal blow of doubt, losing confidence in God's blessing and power in his life. Like Elijah, there may be times when you lose confidence and doubt God's faithfulness. When that happens, you need to take your eyes off your circumstances, get them back on God's promises in His Word. It's not to say you'll always sense His presence or understand what He's doing, but you can know that He cares for you and protects you. This is John MacArthur, looking forward to bringing you more Portraits of Grace.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Yeah, I recently got a couple of calls saying, we don't like you, Mr. Spoon. And I appreciate that honesty. I find it refreshing. Don't you? Would you rather have people than do that, than harbor it? Now, what I don't want them to do is, freak out and become like those groups at Berkeley. That would not be great. But that, you know what? You're not always going to be, you just can't always be thought of in those terms of everybody thinks you're great. Not everybody thought Jesus was great. Not everybody thought Moses was great. I mean, it's one of those things. Not everybody thinks anybody's great. If they're sheep and goat, you got a 50-50 shot. Right? Okay.
I'm just jealous that those people have that much time on their hands.
I can't believe anybody could. Listen, my wife, who's now working, took a temp job, she doesn't have time to listen. And you know what? She has not told me how much she misses the show. That's
It's just the reality.
She could always go to KPRZ.com and download the podcast.
Yes, she could do that. But inevitably, between the time I see her tonight and tomorrow morning when we both leave for work, I will have said everything I've said here, there.
I was going to say, she lives the David Spoon show like 20 hours a day.
Yeah, she needs a break. You know, she loves it when I'm studying the theological books because I have to look really, really tight because some of the Greek in one or two of the books is super small. And so you see my tongue is sticking out, my eyes are bulging, but I don't make any noise. And she's like, that's her favorite part, which is why I think she was for me going to school. That's what I'm going to go with. All right, ready? Let's get into something we haven't done for a while, right? We haven't done this for a while. It's Michigana News, the humid edition.
Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Like the sauna in here.
The Michigana News.
Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Like the sauna in here.
The Michigana News.
There you go. So we only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can only pick 5 stories. I can pick story after story after story, but it gets so difficult, to read and to look at some of these stories. And a lot of these come from the talking point kind of realm of things. Here is something that I'm really not comfortable with and feel that this is absolutely, absolutely biblical prophecy coming to pass. So I used to live in Michigan, and for those that don't know, Michigan's not that far away from Canada. I mean, I went to camp in Canada for years, all right? I went to Tamaqua, which was what Indian Summer was based on, was the 2 years before us, that next year and the next year. I like Canada. I've always enjoyed Canada. Never had a problem. However, I was a young kid and didn't know different. Ontario, Canada, a law. Ready? Is now going to allow the feds to take kids if parents do not accept the gender ideology. If the gender ideology is not accepted, the government is asking for authority to remove them from the home. Anybody out there, even in the LGBT community, who thinks that's okay, you're nuts. And oh, by the way, if you think it stops there, you're nuts again. Anybody who does not end up worshiping the beast will eventually be taken away from their home. How do you not know that's going to happen? But anyway, this just shows you how satanic governments can be and the groups that promote this from a public awareness point of view are closer to the beast in Revelation 13, the false prophet, than anything you've seen to this date. It is amazing that the government is trying to rebel against the core of creation. And that's what's going on. That is some serious stuff, right? That's like, wowza. And I think that's most bothersome is right next door. Wow, that's bad. It's right next door. All right. Let's get into the next thing. This is even, we just said that, right? Now watch this. Swedish rail riders, people who ride the rails, are now using embedded chips to pay for the goods. It's an estimated 20,000 people use embedded chips. They can swipe in and out of the office and even to pay for food. They don't have to do anything else. So I thought I would just do a reread of scripture to help people remember what some of these things did or didn't say. The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that the image could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark. Wow. Tell me that's not close. You might say, well, there was, tattoos and these social security numbers. Okay, listen. Out of everything that we've had, this is the closest. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Out of everything we've had, this is the closest. That's what's scary. It's like, that stuff's close. Yeah, kind of wildly bizarre. Here you go. This, I thought, I couldn't pass it up. I'm bad. I'm bad. Not like the Michael Jackson bad. I'm just bad. Polish president calls story on wife-snubbing Trump handshake fake news. This is about the Polish woman who went to shake Melania's hand first, then Donald Trump. Donald thought he was going to get his handshake first, but she went over to Melania's first. Then she shook the president's hand, and there was a firestorm all over the media, except it wasn't with anybody else. It was all over the media, see, but nobody else was... Nobody even cared. Nobody cared except the media. It's like they cared because they were like, oh, we got him. And it's like, so the president of Poland comes out and goes, that's not true. That's fake news. It's like, now you have presidents of other countries telling people the fake news is really fake. Now you got another president of another country, the president of Poland, going, that's not what happened. That's fake. So here's how you can trust the news. Never. How do you know they're lying? They're talking, right? They open their mouths. All right. Here's a fantastic fact they just discovered, by the way. Amazing, amazing. It says marriage and kids are a key factor in success. I thought maybe somebody should wake up God and tell him. You know, that, you know, makes sense to me. That marriage and kids, you know, the whole family thing, that's a big part of success. People are there going, why are you making fun of this? You read this stuff and you take it seriously? Just camp for the rest of your life because it's going to get so much worse. Always I have one cheery one, and I always look to Tugboat Todd to be able to communicate to him a cheeriness because I weep during some of these and just swallow my tears and just keep going forward. This is a fascinating poll. 7% of the people polled believe this was a regular... like a regular style poll with one of those, like, you know, what's those big, like a Gallup poll. 7% of the people polled believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. Okay. So all of those people, those far left people right there, those 7%. Now, in fact, I'm going to let you comment, but in fact, everybody knows that chocolate milk comes from Wonka Land, don't they? They're the Wonka cows, aren't they?
I would like them to have asked them, where do they think strawberry milk comes from?
The ginger cows. That's what I'm going with. What do you think? That fly?
Mm.
Folks, you can laugh, you can cry. We did a little bit to keep it upbeat, but some of it... closer now than ever before. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a drama that happened in my own life over the weekend about trying to be a good Samaritan. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
So I come to you, my friend. And now I'm asking you again.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The hometown advantage. It's up and down Main Street. It's also in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. That's because most folks who work here love living here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At HelpWantedSanDiego.com, we're proud to work our hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Post your job today on HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work. The hometown advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jeff the accountant has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber, the vet tech. They found local jobs at HelpWantedSanDiego.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you, people who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about how the left is trying to deconstruct the American societal fabric.
If you can deny the biological realities of male and female, I mean, really, what's left? If you can literally say that, you know, I'm not a male, I feel like a female, or, I mean, what keeps you from, you know, I mean, there actually is a movement, especially in Europe, where people, you know, they think they're animals, like dogs, and they dress up like dogs and cats. I'm serious. You look it up. But maybe look, is that really that far-fetched when you can deny the very biological reality that you're a male or a female? There is no limit to what can be done if we deny these realities.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
Forgot to tell you that parking lot lady called in to tell you that she appreciates you.
Ah, thank you, parking lot lady. I appreciate that very much. And it really doesn't, I get emails from different people at different times. It really is okay. I mean, I like people that think and like say, hey, how does this work? And, you know, I don't understand or I don't agree with this, but tell me where that comes from. Because then that's real process. But yeah, some people, it's more drive-by insulting. Wait till you see this DDD I wrote today about how they insulted Jesus and why they insulted Jesus. You're going to find out that that's exactly what's going on right now in public. That what we got going on in our society has been going on for thousands of years. You're going to be like, what? It's pretty surprising to see that there's not much new in some of those realms. All right, but now I need you to sit back. If you're in your car, you cannot close your eyes and pray. I did mention that before. Didn't I mention the girl before? He says you can't be Keely. You can't, you know, lift your hands and pray. Praise the Lord and close your eyes as you're going through the intersection. None of that. None of that. Zero. Okay? No, no, no. Okay? but you can relax. If that car in front of you is texting, you can't probably do much about it, and you probably should ignore it. Because trying to ram his bumper is not a good idea, right? So just let it go. Besides, I've got a story that'll at least take up 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes of your life. Will be completely entertaining if I tell it right, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. So Saturday night is a big night for my wife and I. We are trying to work around the fact that I have a multitude of 3D movies. And our goal is to watch them. Our ultimate goal, ironically, just as a goofy habit, is to have so many movies that we can watch one movie a week, every week for 2 years and never watch the same movie. It's like, that's kind of a cool, you haven't seen a movie for 2 years, that's a long time. That's my take on it. And so we're working on that, and as we're working on that, we had pretty simple meals. We had, now I'm gonna be honest, this is a little bit of what we call the cheat night. And the cheat night means there's a little bit of ice cream involved. And the cheat night means there was a couple of finger foods that you would typically get, like at a TGIF or something like that. So we get that because we have a good time. Although the little dogs, the wiener thingies, the cocktail ones, they were terrible. So anyhow, we're sitting there, and I am not kidding you. There are three kids on skateboards, and they go to an apartment. We're in an apartment. We're on the second floor. The first floor is our garage. The second floor is our thing. So you get to see. And there are only two stories. Our place is only two stories. They have three stories, but that's not where our building is. And their kids get off their skateboard, and one hops on top of another who tries to pull another one up, like they're trying to scale the building into this balcony that just has a screen door open. Now, I don't know about you guys, but that's fairly suspicious behavior. And the first thing I thought by the balcony is there's this big red bell, and I thought they were going to try and pull the fire alarm. That would have been the first. So I just didn't feel like hearing the noise, so I went out on the balcony and I said, if you pull that fire alarm, you will be extremely sorry as human beings. That's all I said. No physical threat. No, but extremely sorry as human beings. That can mean anything. You know, perhaps I'll, bring them some lousy food. One never knows. So they came over, and I'm not kidding you, and they were, look, we're trying to get up there because we are supposed to let the dog out. That there's dogs up there, and we're supposed to let them out, and we lost the key. All right, now I have a dilemma, and my wife has a dilemma, because we're kind of nice people, and typically, if you would say something like that to kids climbing up a tree or climbing up a side, they were literally climbing up the side of the building, you would think that that would scare them off and that would be the end of it. But the kid offers up the phone number for his mom. So we call his mom, who turns out to be the sister of the girl who was in the building. This is, I'm not kidding. This is a long and elaborate kind of. Once that goes on, right, then we also are saying, well, what if she's not the sister and it's an elaborate plan to just hose us, so to speak, and break into this house? So that's the thoughts that are going. So we want to help. We want to make sure. So they can't get in, because when we tell them, okay, the mom is giving them permission, they can't actually get up there. So now I have to help them, and I bring out a ladder, and I help them get up there. And then the kid gets on the balcony, and he can't open it because it's locked. Right? This is not a joke. None of this. Then I'm thinking, this is getting to be a bizarre episode. And the mom calls us back, and she's like, this, I swear, it's my tree. She gave us the number to call her sister, but the sister didn't answer. So now we're like going, this is super, super dicey. Right? So then we figure out a way to tell them how to get through the door. They get up. They get into the balcony. One of the kids is able to climb, pull himself up, which is pretty good. I can never do that. And then I tell them how to get through the door. He gets through the door, and I make sure that they take the dogs, and I follow them around, and then follow them back. And, oh, we're supposed to hang out with the dogs for 15 minutes. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're leaving right now. You're going to get out there. You're going to lock the door after two of you leave, and you're going to come back down the way you came in. But the whole time, my wife and I are sitting there going, we're trying to help these guys, and they're just kids, so it's not their fault. I mean, in the sense that they're 11, 12, 13 kind of thing. And we're sitting there thinking, all we're trying to do is help people, and everything we're doing is putting us in some kind of liability position in danger. Right? Is this crazy? Right? Would you? Very crazy.
You took a lot more steps than I ever would have.
Right. And so then, after all of this, then the mom calls us and thanks us and da-da-da-da, and then, oh, I'm going to be over there at 4:30, and then nobody comes there at 4:30, nobody comes there at 5:30, nobody comes there at 6:30, and now we're sitting there going, well, we did everything we could, we reported everything, we told various people, da-da-da-da-da-da, and finally the owner, who my wife knew who the owner was because she walks the dogs, sent Noel a text. It was real, legitimate. I know it was uncomfortable. We really appreciate it. We're going to be home tomorrow night. We'll come by, talk to you, da 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 da. And she knows who she is. And so that was like the confirmation that everything was fine and it all worked out. And the main office gave them another key once the sister got involved. What bothered me was every step we took, even though our motives were 100% pure, I had to think, can this come back and hurt me? Now, I'm not suggesting anybody do this. Got it? But what bothered me is that just helping somebody has now become it's not as simple as it was, because you have to be defensive. And I realized how far we have, you know, I mean, I can't even just, let's say, you know, you're a little sketchy because they're kids, right? But they didn't take anything, walked the dogs out, they did everything they were supposed to do, all these calls, all these kind of things. And some people say, well, I have no problem with that. And other people like you, Todd, say, well, that's difficult. I was more concerned that I had to cover myself trying to do something that was good. That's why I feel where society has kind of gone. Is that not sad, though? Is that not like, that's why I called it the drama of being a good Samaritan. Because, like, who knew? We tried. So what are you supposed to, I mean, is that weird? Would you have done it differently? Would you have shut it down?
No, I wouldn't have. When he brought out the ladder, that was like, oh, no. Just because I'm thinking the kid falling off the ladder or something.
Yeah, no. So I had to man up there and take care of it. So I made sure that nothing happened there, because I can do that. But it was just lights out that we were just trying to help them walk dogs who, we feel bad for our dog. So I think we were more compassionate about the dogs being walked than anything else. But I just was amazed that just to be a good Samaritan help, you know, you got to have 15 levels of verification or certification. And I never would suggest anybody do what we did, but we did feel, you know, comfortable enough to move forward in the Lord. But we were talking about it, going, well, you know, if anything comes back, we did this, kind of wrote everything down. So there's no, man, you just want to help your neighbor. And it's not that easy anymore, is it? Wow. What a world we live in. That's drama. And the answer is not to run away. It's not the answer. But that, you know, that guidance thing we did, it'd probably be good to be led by the Lord and things like that. I think we thought we were being, that's kind of, but we were, there was nervousness there. Incredible. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. What does it mean to win in Washington? I've long described progress as the ongoing incremental expansion of liberty and literacy in a growing number of stable regimes in or aligned with the West. And by that definition, much of the agenda of President Trump's administration could well be described as winning. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price and EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt have become the domestic policy stars of the Trump administration, joining Defense Secretary Mattis, Homeland Security Secretary Kelly, and CIA Director Pompeo as their foreign policy counterparts off to successful starts. Each of the five brought to the task discipline and passion to lead their agencies. The key, however, is that all five have sought and received buy-ins from the President and Vice President Pence on their policy directions and their priorities. And even more, they pursue and defend their missions with little or no reference to the raging battle between the West Wing and the media elites. Any assessment of the Trump administration ought to include a clear-eyed evaluation of where they are, in fact, winning.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. This year, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel this fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
The French have a saying that puts the blame squarely where it belongs. They say, when a secret is revealed, it is the fault of the man who confided it. Did you get that? If someone tells one of your secrets, don't blame the person who spilled the beans. Blame yourself. The Bible also has a saying about secrets. Proverbs 25, verse 9 says, debate your case with your neighbor and do not disclose the secret to another. That is, if you have something important to say, tell it only to the person it involves and no one else. Do not tell sensitive information to insensitive people. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's rules for relationship on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I didn't mean to over-dramatize that story I was sharing, but I'll tell you, that's exactly how it felt. It was high drama continually. By the grace of God, that worked out fine. And I told my wife, I think you should just tell the neighbor, instead of saying thank you and all that stuff, she should just buy me a pizza. I feel that that reward justifies some of the things that I felt we went through. Okay, we're going to close this out with down but not out at all. So I want to remind you of something that's, I hope, encouraging. Ezra chapter 4, verse 4. Then the people who were already in the land discouraged the people of Judah and made them afraid to build. I know you're thinking, you just said you were going to say something encouraging. I am. Just a minute. Ezra 4:4, then the people who were already in the land discouraged the people of Judah and made them afraid to build. The people of the land are the worldly people, the non-godly people. And one of the things they try to do is to discourage the people of God. Now, I know you're thinking, well, it's a philosophical difference or it's this difference. And it's like, no, this is a spiritual warfare at heart. And it is the kingdom of darkness trying to stop the kingdom of light from advancing. And the people of the world are being used by the enemy to discourage the people of God. And in this case, they tried to terrorize them so they wouldn't build. It's really important to catch that. So they wouldn't build. The ungodly was seeking to quench the godly so they wouldn't build. Yet here is a message from the scriptures. In Romans chapter 8, verse 35 through 37, shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And while the world has a passion to discourage, has a demonic motivation to stop the godly from building, we cannot stop the process of building the kingdom of God one life at a time and one area of lives at a time. The kingdom of God is where God is king. And what we want is the kingdom of God in all of the different divisions in our life and all of the people all over the place. We want the kingdom to advance. And the ungodly don't want us to. They want us to stop talking. They want us to stop sharing. They want us to change the name and the concept of creation. They want to alter the whole process of creator and creation. They're looking for us to worship the created things more than the creator. Directly talked about in Scripture. Directly. The bottom line is we cannot stop building the kingdom and not allow the people who are already in the land to discourage us. Now, you're already fighting a spiritual warfare through some of the people in some of the beings who are against you in that spiritual realm. I mean, Satan's against you. The demons are against you. But they will not prevail, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And the people will not prevail against you, and the Satan will not prevail against you, and the demons won't prevail against you, because you and God equal a majority. As soon as you have God on your side, you win. The problem for too many of us is we just don't access that partnership. So I encourage you, while and the press will get worse, and the accusations will get more bizarre, and the worldly will become much more worldly. And in the name of compassion, they'll say they're doing all of these things, yet every one of them is a manifestation of ungodliness. In the name of compassion, we say, do it the way we say it. We change creation, you will obey us, or you won't be able to buy or sell. Okay, that's Revelation 13. But you have been promised victory in Jesus Christ. I know. If we're fortunate and premillennial dispensationalism is correct, and the trumpet blows and we go, not a problem. Nobody wants that more than me. Right now, before I finish this sentence. But if he allows us to stay longer, we have to occupy until he comes and keep moving the kingdom of God forward one person at a time. And there's no bailing out of this. I mean, we talked about this last week. Where else are you going to go now? At this point, you're going to join another religion? You do something else? No, you're not. This is it. You're in it. And there is some kind of warfare that's going on. That's okay, because the Lord's with you. And through him, you can overcome in all of these situations. And I say that because I know there's more discouragement coming from the godless against the godly. More in television, more in media, more in music, more in all these places. Protect that which goes between your left and right ear. You're going to find out that that's the biggest battleground there is. I pray, I believe in the grace of God for each and every one of you. I do.
All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 20-hour break, then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.